joining us on KNBR 680 from the Arizona Cactus League in the sun out here, and that is Mark Kroon. I've enjoyed getting to know you here in the camp, and as you always tell me, you're the oldest guy in camp, and you have quite a baseball story coming over from Japan back here to the United States. But let's go back to where it all started. Where'd you grow up? What was baseball like for you? Then we're going to talk about that 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Well, like you said, I'm 37 now. This is my 20th or so spring training. I was born and raised in the Bronx, New York City. Moved out to Arizona when I was 16. Graduated high school here and was drafted by the New York Mets back in 1991.
Wow. And who did you root for growing up? What kind of fan were you?
I was a New York Mets fan. Dwight Gooden was my idol. He was everything to me.
All right, so you get into pro ball. It's not so long ago. I thought you should be a coach or a manager by now, but way back then, and what was pro ball like for you? Because you always had the big arm, and obviously drafted as a pitcher, I'm going to assume.
Yeah, I was drafted as a pitcher. My first year with the New York Mets, I was a starting pitcher and, always had a good arm and, lacked consistency, throwing strikes and things like that. But, as you get older, you learn, and fortunately, still I have a uniform on.
Yeah, and getting into pro ball, and were you a relief pitcher all the time? Because, as I say, you had the big arm. Did they want to make you a starter, a reliever? What happened?
Well, my first, what was it, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, I was a starting pitcher. I was actually a starting pitcher for Tim Flannery back in 94, and when he was my manager in Rancho Cucamonga and won it all. But it was in 96 when it was my first year as a closer, as a reliever.
Boy, interesting. All right, you then make the transition to Japan. How does that happen? Why does it happen?
It was a situation, and I retired out of the game for a year and a half due to arm problems, and I had an opportunity to come back in 2003. Went to AA as a relief pitcher with the Anaheim Angels. Found myself in 04 with the Colorado Rockies, had a chance to be called up, and got sent back down to Colorado Springs. And one day after a save, and there was a Japanese gentleman who said that he had been following me for a while, and he thought I was ready to make the move to Japan. And I figured, I played over at home, and I thought it'd be a good idea to go over there for at least a year and bring the family over and experience that type of life. And 1 year turned into six.
Boy, it's amazing how time goes in baseball. But being in the big leagues here, I mean, early in your career, what was that like? How'd you get the call up? What was the circumstance of it?
It was 1995. I was playing in Double A in Memphis, Tennessee. Ron Washington was the manager, and just got a call at 5:30 one morning. Said your flight's at 9, and you're going up to the big leagues. And next thing I know, I was sitting in the bullpen in the old Astrodome.
And what happened?
Well, it was a tough one for me. My major debut was a tough one. We were winning 1-0 or 2-1. It was a 1-1 ball game in the ninth inning, and Boach was the manager, and he decided that he was going to put me in. I walked. My first batter was Jeff Bagwell. I walked him on a 3-2 pitch. Derek Bell got a hit. I ended up walking Eusebio. Doug Bockler came in, gave up a base hit, 2-run score, game over.
Wow. Boy, the memory. It never ceases to amaze me, the memory of baseball players, that they could put it together like that. But you're in the big leagues, and you make it, and then you go over to Japan. And then the story really starts for you. You bring that big fastball over there. I think you were clocked over 100 miles an hour. No one's ever thrown that hard or fast in Japan. Life interesting? I mean, eating-wise, learning the language? Boy, my goodness, what a change for you.
Yeah, I was just fortunate enough to get on a team with a good group of guys, and in order to make it over there, you had to embrace the culture. It's a very rich culture, and I took the opportunity to sit down with some of the older guys and to take opportunity to learn and to try to study their language and try to just be a part of their baseball over there, and not bring our baseball over there, just bring my ability and my talents over there and live their life the way they live. And I think that was the key to success, along with the confidence that the coaches put in me over there and my teammates. It was a great experience.
So how's the sushi?
Didn't try it one time.
Come on.
I don't eat seafood, and that was the biggest adjustment. I think I ate McDonald's at least 5 times a week for the past 6 years, so I don't eat too much McDonald's anymore.
Well, I will tell you, fans, you can't see him, but this guy is in shape. This has got the washboard abs, you know. He is really in shape. But you throw the ball hard, and coming over there, an American coming over there, and all of a sudden standing out, throwing the ball hard, what did they think?
I guess that kind of, you know, I ended up breaking the speed record maybe 2 months into my first year, and speed is very big over there, and they don't get a chance to see that much, so... you know, right out the gates, it was one of those things where I got famous really fast, and just what I did on the field, you know, 177 saves, 23 saves short of 200, which only 4 people have ever done over there. You know, it was just one of those situations to where I was in the right place at the right time. The closer at the time was Sasaki, the old closer for the Mariners, and he got hurt. He ended up having surgery, and he basically turned it over to me and taught me the game.
Wow. Play the game the same way, closer-wise? I mean, every opportunity, do you come in and close it like here? I mean, it doesn't matter what goes on for the first 8 innings. If you're the closer, you're finishing it.
You know, over there is the same. Some places, some teams, they go with their, you know, their closer for 2 innings. But for me, I was fortunate to have good guys in the 8th inning over there, and especially with the Tokyo Giants. And, you know, over there you play 12 innings, and if it's a tie, it's a tie. And usually if you're in that situation, you pitch the last inning, and you end up in a tie, and it is what it is. But overall, I mean, the closer role is pretty much the same as it is over here.
And you made some money over there, too.
That's the bonus, I guess you could say. You know, my career here was up and down, up and down. When I broke into the big leagues, I think the major league minimum was $130,000. So to go over there and to make some money and into a game I invested so much time in, it was a topping, you know, icing on the cake. And for me to come out here now, signing with the world champion San Francisco Giants. I mean, they have their bullpen. They have it set, and I'm aware of that. But just an opportunity for me, who I live right down the street from my kids to, at their age of 16 and 14, to come out and watch that pitch and get one last memory, if that's what it is, of the dad. So for me, it's no pressure, no stress. Very hard to make this team. But the best thing about this team is that those guys in there, I mean, they're a really good group of guys, and they make me feel like I haven't missed 1 year over here, and for that I'm very thankful. And you never know what happens in this game, that I've learned. And if I don't make it, you know what? I've had a great career. I have nothing to be upset about. I lived the life millions of people want to live as a child, such as I did. And you know, I'm a baseball fan, so I respect the game. I love the game, and I'm very thankful for having, you know, the 20-plus years in the game.
Yeah, well, you light up the radar gun down here. There's a lot of scouts that like to watch that, and who knows what could happen. You're right. Baseball is one of those funny games. The 23 saves short of 200, just so the fans understand the significance of that, only 4 have done it over in Japan, and if you do it, it's the equivalent of being in sort of a Hall of Fame. You didn't get that chance to do it, and I know I'm reading a story about you that you said, hey, I'd go back for $100,000, and you just want those 23 saves, but they're funny over there. They don't always want an American to get that kind of record.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, no one's came out and told me that, but me playing there for the 6 years I was there, but I respect that. And if that is the case, I respect that, because I understand and respect their culture. If that's how they want to do it, then that's fine. I'm just thankful for the opportunity. You know, all-time save leader for foreigners. I won a saves title. All-time leader in, you know, for the Tokyo Giants, which is their big team over there. Single season holder for that, and tied for a career total. So if that's the case, it is the case. But you know what? I'm very thankful for the opportunity I got over there. And like you said, it's a funny game. You never know what happens.
Yeah, I'm glad to get you on the show. I really am, because I know how hard you work down here, and you light up the gun down here. And as I say, you never know what's going to happen in baseball. But would you be willing to go back to the minor leagues to take that shot? And I realize, as we stand here, there's a lot of water on the field. It rained last night. A lot of water could go under the bridge before now and the end of March. But is it something that you'd consider?
You know, I haven't got to that point yet. I try to just focus on every day to day, And, you know, when that situation, if it presents itself to me, I'll go that route and I'll talk with my kids and see what they want, what's best for me and my family. You know, being gone for the past 6 years, my son just turned 16 last week, and last time I saw his birthday, he was turning 9. So it's just one of those situations, do what's best with the family. And if I do it, great. If not, like I said, I'll walk away from this game with a great feeling and to be a very thankful person.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you pitch during the month of March down here. And we have a couple of days left in February. But I'm looking forward to it because I saw it last year with Santiago Casilla, with Sosa, with Mota. And they all got to the big leagues. Maybe not Sosa, but the other two certainly did. And they lit up a lot of people's eyes, scouts, etc. So you got a lot to look forward to.
Oh, like I'm excited. You know, today would be my first game out there in Arizona. You know, and yeah, you know, you get the nerves going, butterflies going. You know, just kind of want to get it in and see what happens. But like I said, I'm just very thankful for the opportunity that the Giants have given a guy like myself. And one thing I could guarantee is that when I'm out there, I'm giving it my all. What the results are, I don't know, but. I'm happy with myself and where I am. So looking forward to going out there and just having some fun.
All right. Great story on a Sunday morning. Mark Kroon, K-R-O-O-N. Fans, you'll hear him today in this game. And believe me, during the month of March, I'm going to be watching. I know a lot of people are going to be watching because when you throw that fastball, I don't care where you are, it opens up a lot of eyes. Mark, thanks so much for being on.
Thanks, I appreciate it.